on. This is great. Hey, Shmuelika, good morning. Can heaven? Morning, good morning, good morning. Shmuelika, you can hear. Yeah, just make with your thumb. Okay, more question. Got away yesterday with the tiflus. That's taka the pshat. Because the Rambam contradicts himself. You understand? He begins by writing that she doesn't get schar because she's not a mesuvah voice. Yes. Rambam writes she should learn.
That it's tiflus but only sometimes.
No. The Rambam's understanding is tiflus is forcing them to learn versus them learning on their own. That's such a good educational tip. In other words, if you have to know something, then you'll be forced to learn it. You have to learn it. If you don't have to learn it, if you learn it on your own, good. But don't force it. The forcing it is what ruins it.
World educators need to know this.
By guys' education needs to know because today we learned how to teach without force. It's a whole different, we don't teach the same way. That's the whole Montessori. Ooh, it's late. Yeah, that's it. All right. Who's the Olam? Let's go. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Prakim Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. We are going to begin with Perek Sheni. Perek Sheni is about the establishing of an educational system with details like the fact that we have to make sure that there's education available, how many students per teacher, etc. A lot of what we were learning comes from Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph. Perek Sheni has seven halachas, and let us start with halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Moishivin belamdei tinoikis b'chol medina u'medina. The Rambam is beginning from the larger to the smaller. Medina doesn't mean a country, but medina means like LA, a big city. U'b'chol pelach, u'pelach means you make it the larger LA, the city, means even in the smaller. What's ideally, you want to have the maximum amount of teachers possible, at least one for many, and if you could, add to that. Now, if any, even only village, right, the smallest one, if you don't have children learning Torah, everyone in the city should be banned until Achim Yeshivin Melamdei Tenoikas. And says Rambam, even stronger, Ve'im Lo Yehoshivu, if people, even in the Ir, if they don't make sure that there you have teachers that are employed to teach children, Machrimen Esoir, the city, let's read it like this, deserves to be destroyed. Why? She'ein ha'olam miskayim ela b'havel p'im shol tinoikas shol beis rabban. Mamish. In other words, we don't have eyes to see this. But when children that have no yetzer hara yet, and these young children, their learning Torah, their breath, mamish keeps the world going. So if we don't do our part to make sure that it's going in our city, ke'ilu, we deserve for the city to be destroyed, or God forbid, the city eventually will get destroyed. Halacha beis. Machnis and esatinoikis lehislamed. when should children be brought into school? Kiven Sheish, Kiven Sheva, when they are 6 or 7 years old, as we spoke out when we learned yesterday, Perek Rishon. Just to know that in Pirkei Avos, we are familiar with, we just learned this yesterday, Ben Chamesh Shanim LaMikra. There is a Tosefta that says Ben Sheish. So there's a debate amongst the Rishonim, is that a Machlokes Tanoim? Or one approach would be that when the Mishnah says Ben Chamesh Shanim, it means what we call, oh, you turned 5 years old. Yaakov, how old is a child when they turn five? Really, on their fifth birthday, they are entering their sixth year. Because when a baby is born, he's not year one, he's year zero. Only after he lived a full year, then you make, oh, Mazel Tov, first birthday. And many people say that's Shita Saramba, because Tosfos over there says in the Gemara, Taka Machlokes. But then he says further, it depends. If the child is a body legamri, means if he's very healthy, then you bring him when he's five. The other Tosefta, according to Tosfos, doesn't mean when he turns five. It means when he turns six. He's not body legamri. The fact that the Rambam does not differentiate is mashma, that the Rambam understands that the Mishnah and the Braisa are speaking about the same age. But nevertheless, even though, right, let's go, Ben Shesha from the Rambam is the same thing that the Mishnah means, Ben Chamesh. On the child's fifth birthday. When he writes here, Kaven Sheva, which is the child's sixth birthday, because as we will see, the schooling that the Rambam is speaking about is very dissimilar to the schooling today. There was a tremendous amount of pressure put on children, and you have to push it, be big enough, strong enough to be able to handle it. Right? Unlike our educational systems, there's a lot of recreation time, and the whole approach is not to force things on children. My Yaakov is here, he's laughing, they still force today, but still, it was a lot heavier right then. And for that type of cheder, don't bring a child prior to that. And what's keben sheish, keben sheva? Kifi koyach haben u binyan gufay. It has to do, push it with the physical koyach of the child. However, upach is meben sheish, let's go to the way we learned the Rambam, is when a child is not yet in his fifth birthday, means he didn't enter his sixth year, he should not be brought to the teacher. Now, of course, we also learned yesterday, the father teaches him, right? When the child begins to speak, so there's a lot of teaching and obligations, biblical obligation, not biblical, but because of chinuch, that we begin already, the Rambam writes the words chayv. Chayv means midrabanan. It begins when the child, I don't know, is 1 year old, is 2 years old. But what we're going to learn in this pedek only begins from ben sheish. Again, we're going to learn ben sheish means from when the child enters his sixth year, if he's able to handle. Now, says the Rambam, when you bring the child into cheder, not every child wants to learn. So what are the limits of power that are given to the teacher to the point, umake oisen hamalamed lahatel emo aleme? The teacher may employ even corporal punishment in order for the child to become subservient and submit to the learning. However, ve'ena mako oisen makas oyed makas achzori. He should not beat them cruelly, like he's their enemy. And therefore, details about what instruments of beating may be used. Lo yako oisam b'shoitem lo namakos. He can't use a rod, he can't use a staff. Ella, he may only use a tzur katana, a small strap. Now, v'yoshev umalamdan, how long do they have to learn for? Kol hayoim kulay umitzos min alayla. Wow. That means a child that's 5 years old, and if he can't handle it, okay, when he turns six, means he entered the seventh year, they sit that got the whole day into the night. Not middle of winter, summer, I don't know, in Moscow, it gets dark over there at 10 p.m. From early in the morning till 10, 11, no problem. How great is that? Now, we're going to learn later that there's an Inyan Suguli to learn at night. We're going to learn about that soon. L'chora here, the Rambam is not speaking about the Inyan Suguli. There's something special about learning at night. The Rambam is speaking about the before that. So part of chinuch is day and night. The school should not shut down. You know when the school shuts down? Only two times. That means Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, not in the morning. Not what we call here early noon. B'soif hayomim means towards the end of the day. And cheder is closed on Yom Tov. Or, what is the Rambam saying? Cheder is open on Shabbos. But there's a difference between what is taught on Shabbos versus what is taught on all other times. Abol b'Shabbos ein koyden batchila. You don't learn something for the first time. That takes an extra amount of effort. And yeah, a big part of learning Torah is reviewing. I know people don't enjoy that, but that's a big part of learning Torah. What you do Shabbos is you review. Abol shoynim, even the first review, ein adoyma, once you reviewed something a few times, then every time you review it further, it becomes even easier. But as long as you're not introducing a new topic, that is something that is taught on in Cheder on Shabbos, to the point that the Ein Mevatlin Hatinoikas Afilu Lebinyan Beis Hamikdash. Even when we're going to build the Beis Hamikdash, now aside of the Rambam who writes in Hilchos Beis Abchira the same halacha, but in a different context, there the Rambam is emphasizing that part of the Beis Hamikdash, there's a din in the chefts of the Beis Hamikdash that it must be built by the Jewish people. And that heftza does not include children. That's over here. We're speaking about the concept of understanding, like the Rambam says, that the world exists because of the breath that's coming out of the mouth of children that are pure in their learning Torah. That has to go on. And the only times we close cheder down is again at the end of Erev Shabbos and the end of Erev Yontif and on Yontif. Rabbi Chen is thinking, oh my God, he's on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Solas Kids program, that's cheder. Oh, halachi gimel. Malamed hatinoikes, shumaniach hatinoikes v'yoytzef, a teacher of small children, leaves the children. He goes chmeis for a coffee break. Or when we were growing up, he goes out for a smoke break. When I grew up, they smoked in the classroom. But then sometime in between, or while he's teaching them, he has his stupid phone on and he's on there. Or he's not doing something else, but he's lazy. This is what Yirmiyahu says. Arur, oisem meleches Hashem rimiya. Meleches Hashem are teachers. Do you know that the Rebbe was machabed more than any other klei kodesh teachers? Mamish. Fikach ein roi lo hashem melamed ela bal yira. We want to make sure that the teacher is God fearing. Number one, that's the ikir. And mohir likrois uladagdek. Mohir means obviously he's not going to run quicker than the ability of the children to learn. But not to waste time, and he's going to be very diligent in instructing them. Halacha dalot. Now, people that may not be teachers, you can be God-fearing, you can be my likros ul-dagdek, but if you're not married, mishi ein loy isha lo yilamit tenoikes, because who does the carpooling? Sometimes the mothers bring their children. So a man who's not married should not have a regular interaction with other women. And similarly, a woman should not be a teacher because of the fathers that are coming to bring their sons when the father is doing the carpool, just a lahoid, that by the man, we're saying, if he's not married. The Rambam doesn't write a woman who's not married. Just to bring that out. Okay. How many children can you have in a classroom? Halacha hei. Esrim v'chamisha tinoikas l'meidim etzam olam adechot. That you can have a maximum of 25. So I want to say the following, Cheder, just everything is a hemshah. The fact that the Rambam writes in halacha base, that was their system, that the teachers would hit their children, just put that in context, because if you're using a different approach of not forcing it on them, but figuring out how to get the kids excited, maybe there has to be a smaller ratio. Maybe. Here, you're using koyach, so b'chatzainius, but even there, the max is 25. There's more than 25 kids in a classroom up until when? Until 40, then you don't have to hire another teacher, but you have to hire an assistant. Right? You know, the Baal Shem Tov was an assistant when he was very young. Once you have more than 40, then not good enough with an assistant. Then you have to have two separate classrooms. A plug for Cheder Menachem, Cheder Baruch Hashem, we're growing. We have for every chveis, for every class, you have already two classes, three classes, four classes, five. You have to do that. It's not hefker velt, put as many kids. Once you see that it's not working, you got to make a breakaway class. Halacha vav. Meilichen es hakatan mimalamed lemalamed acher. Now, parents, as we have, people should remember everything we learned yesterday in Peter Krishna. But let's say you're hiring someone to teach, as we learned, the Rambam accepts payment for Tanakh. So you gave him to a teacher, and then there's another teacher. So what should the father be looking out for? move your child to the teacher that's going to be the most successful teaching your child. Shumoir mimenu. And moir means whether it is to teaching you mikra, and the Rambam wants for children to learn grammar. What do we call that today? I think sharashim. In other words, this and that, or this, if one teacher is better, move them there. If there isn't a danger element, pasha danger. In other words, the farther you have to go, it's not just the time in the car. It was not safe. If both teachers are in the same city, and on top of that, you don't have a river that's separating your residence and the cheder. But if you have to go to another city, or even if it's in the same city, both teachers or both schools, but the child is living on one side of a river. Guys, the types of bridges we had then, we don't know such bridges. It was a sakon every time you cross the bridge. You should bend going when you come to the other side. It's not worth the risk. Then, since there's a possibility that there's going to be an uncomfortable encounter, right? Only if that which goes over the river is a better type of bridge. It's for sure going to fall. The Rambam didn't know of a bridge that's not falling. Question is, some bridges, they're falling. It's like Russian roulette. Some bridges know that it's not, doesn't look like it's falling today. Then it's also okay.
Bridges that last until now.
Amazing. Yeah, the Rambam didn't see them. The Rambam lived in those Arabic countries. You go to Cairo, over the Nile. Halacha Zayin. Final halacha. Says Rambam, Echad nibnei mavui, shebikesh lehei osleis melameid. If someone who's living in close proximity of others, meaning if you run a business out of your home, you will be a nuisance to your neighbors. And what's the whole beginning of Baba Basra, right? You got to have there's Hilcha Shechinah. There's no Hilcha Shechinah when it comes to opening up a cheder. If I want to open up a cheder, if you want to become a teacher in your home, right, in a alleyway, not only can the person down the block not protest, even a person with whom you share one courtyard. So you're living today in a duplex. That means that if kids are coming, kids are going, parents are dropping off, and they're learning day, they're learning night, it's a lot of noise. No one can stop you. Even another day, someone already has an established school, he's teaching. Comes along another person, and he's opening up another school next door, right there. In order for other children to come to him, this is an important line. Which he's not doing it for those kids. He's doing it for other kids. Now, obviously, if he's going to be better, he might also take those children. Even more, he's doing it because he wants for all of the students in Cheder Aleph to come to Cheder Beis. No one can stop him. Because it says, God desires for his tzidkis, yagdol toiro. The Rebbe said, yagdol means bekamus, and viyadir, for it to become more glorious, that means be'echus. Now, bekitzer, here is the challenge with this final halacha. When you look up, both in the Gemara, and you look up in the Medrash, that teaches us the source in the times of the Tanoim for this halacha, they bring as a proof that you can open up next door, there's no competition issues when it comes to education. They say because kinas soifrim tarbacha, because having competition is going to be to the benefit of the children. And even though that by the chukei ha-toira, there are many rules regarding not encroaching on other people's livelihoods that we will learn, right? We don't apply that to chinuch. Question is, why did the Rambam quote a pasuk that is written nowhere in Torah Shavuot? These questions can only be asked by the Rebbe or other people that know the whole Torah Shavuot. Nowhere, wherever this topic is brought up, and the Rebbe has a gavaldik achav. So one, there's many approaches here, but one approach is that don't forget that Rambam not only like he wrote in the introduction, he was the one that was masadat everything with the svarim and the halachis and the prakim and the halachis ketanis, and therefore the Rambam wrote halachas and he wrote two dinim. The first din in Halacha Zayin is not about competition. Not about competition. That you can open cheder wherever you want. Not because of competition. Maybe the neighbors are going to complain, it's too noisy. So since the Rambam wrote it together, he cannot quote what it says in the by the Tanoim, Kinasof from Tarbo Chachma, it doesn't address the first part of Halacha Zayin. Hashem Chafetz Laman Sitka Yagol Toyna Meyadir, Taka the Rambam quoted that, connected, but because he's connecting it to both of these dinim. So not only does that address the, you're competing, it also addresses the Hilcha Shechinim. You can open up because Hashem wants for there to be even more learning. And again, the learning, both Bekamos or only Kamos or only Echos, justifies opening up a school wherever you need to. And no competition, which is a big issue, Alpi Toira, is not applicable when it comes to this. Having said that, just practically, that in a city, if such a thing were to happen, that today, I know this from witnessing various Dinei Toira, the Beis Din will tell the new school that they should be a mensch and not open up next door. Was every case, yeah, mamish next door. In other words, this is a din. So practically, they'll be advised to go a little bit further away because there's no need to go next door. Let's in. Okay, let's move on. By Tim, have a Pedik Shlishi. Pedik Shlishi.
That applies to schools or just schools?
That applies here. We're speaking about schools, chinuch, teaching children. Pedik Shlishi is about, this is a key. A Yesoid, after all these years, with so many sikhs of the Rebbe, sheds light. We learned what we learned in Pedik Rishon, just to how people learn Pedik Rishon. We learned about the obligation to be koveya itam latoyim, which is the minimum obligation of learning yoimam v'layim. Pedik Shlishi is going beyond that. Here we're going to be speaking about what's called to acquire the crown of Torah. The acquisition of Keser Torah is beyond just bikoveya itim by day and by night. So this is the Pedik of Keser Torah and how to be koina, not Torah, not king and Torah. How to acquire Keser Torah. Pedik Shlishi begins, and for the people that know the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rambam begins quoting words that the only place that you find this throughout Chazal is in the Sefer HaBoed. Like we quoted just in the last year, we learned Friday that there are certain statements that you have many similar statements in the Nigla part of Torah, but when the Rambam quoted about anger, it was a quote from the Zohar. This, B'shloisha k'sarim nichturu Yisrael, Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, this Lashon, it's found in the Sefer HaBoed, Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Again, just to be aware that the Rambam, certainly by the time he wrote the Yad HaZaka, learned the inner part of the Torah, and he kept it not public, but every now and then he drops a clue. And here we begin the Seder, Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. Now the Rambam, who begins to explain what he means, doesn't go in this order for a reason. Keser Kuna, Zacha by Aaron, the crown of royalty, right? Who merited that? Or who was granted that? Aaron. Shenemar, as it says, and we quote a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, that actually is not speaking about Aaron, it's speaking about Pinchas. Keser Malchus, Zacha by David, as it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Zaroi l'oilam yiyav chisek Hashem shnegdi. Just like the sun is always in front of God, so is the throne of David and his descendants. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, harei munach v'oimed v'mucham v'chol Yisrael. Wow, is available, right? Waiting and ready for every Jew to reveal it. Shenemar, as it says, quoting a pasuk in Zayis HaBracha, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, and how are we relating our relationship to Torah? Moirasha kihilas Yaakov. Moirasha, meaning that it's ours as a Yerusha. Now, just to explain the following, the question is, why do we have to speak about Aaron and speak about David? We're speaking about Keser Torah. And the answer is, the way the Rebbe explains, is that Kohuna is who Aaron is. It's not an add-on to him. Malchus for David is who he is. Not some people, you know, he's not a king. Elama, circumstances, what about? There was no one better. So he also now is stepped into the function of being a king. But essentially, they're not a king. Like I know certain people that are be'etzem rich, either schleppers, they're certain people are rich people. So the kohuna of Aaron and the malchus of David is who they are. And that's to emphasize that every yid has the keser Torah. That's why the Rambam brings the pasuk of Zoyis HaBracha, Yerusha. Yerusha is not something that you buy because I might not buy it. My connection to Torah isn't only via the obligation of a Yigisa B'Yom V'Layla, but we're speaking about Keser Torah, that there's a certain bond that we have with Torah. There's a certain connection that we, B'Pnimius, we have that. Elamah, we have to reveal that. Okay, Kol mi sheyirza yavi v'yito. Now Shem Atoymar she'oisem aksodim gedoyim mikaser toyno says that Rambam that the power of Aharon becoming a kohen lo'olam, the power of David, all of it comes from the Torah. It's the greatest type of keser. Hareyu Omer, it says in Mishli, and this is a pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech is actually speaking on behalf of Torah. Bi molachim yimloichu. By me, by the Torah, will kings rule. V'roiznim, which means princes, Yochoikeku Tzedek will decree justice. Now, who decrees justice? Yoiru mishpatecha le'Yakov is for Levi. This is referring to the Kohen, to Kohuna. Bi sarim yosayru. Halamadata, shekeser Torah, gadol mishneim. They, everything gets its koyach from the Torah. And God gave the potential, or the pnimius, a connection between a Yid and Torah, but Yisrael, the Reis of the Kuchubrichu, kulachad, that's the word. The level of connection we have, not only with a more external level of Torah, but even with the Keser Torah, something that's available for every year. To the point, Amru Chachamim, that even a Mamzer, but if the Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham, Koidem L'Koyin God L'Ama Oretz, Shenemar, as it says, where it says, Yukarehi Mi Pninin, which literally means that Torah is more precious than pearls. But the drasha is, the word mipninin, nach with a double nun, is alluding to that Torah is more precious than the one who goes in, double in. Lafnai v'lefnim. What is that referring to? It's referring to the Kohen Gadol, who only is the only one allowed to go on the Kodesh Kachim, the Kohen Gadol shenichles lafnai v'lefnim. Now, it's interesting that Rambam didn't say in what, right, bameh, how is he greater? There are halachas about it. He's greater that if you only have money to support one person, and both the mamzer Talmud Chacham, or the Kohen Gadol, pick the mamzer Talmud Chacham. You have other dinim of if they were kidnapped, who do you have to redeem first? The Rambam doesn't have to write the halachas because he was trying to emphasize that the concept of Keser Torah, that Keser Torah is a Torah Yid. It's a connection that we have with the Torah on the level of Keser. And that is greater than a Kohen, because the Koyach of a Kohen, like he quoted on the previous halacha, Be malachim aleichu, and through the Torah, v'roiznin, here it's alluding to the Kohen, Yechayku Kutzev. So he gets his power from the Torah, so whoever revealed the Kesher to Kesher Torah is greater than them. Halachim. Eilucha mitzvah mikol ha-mitzvah iskulam shishukula kenega Talmud Torah. There isn't one mitzvah that's equivalent to, right, the mitzvah of learning Torah. Ela Talmud Torah kenega kol ha-mitzvah iskulam. You can put all the mitzvahs on one side and Talmud Torah on the other side. Why? Because the only way you will know what to do is by learning about how to do it. Being that we have to do all the mitzvahs, the only way we can learn how to do all it is learning all the Torah. Shatamud mevel lidei maisam, lefika hatamud koidem lamaisa b'chol ma'akam. Now that Rambam has to qualify that. When he says koidem, it means it's more important. But it does not mean that any time you're learning Torah, you will never have to stop learning Torah to do a mitzvah. No, halacha dal. Yes, in concept, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. However, if the mitzvah could be done by someone else, then we express this truth that Talmud Torah keneged kulam, don't stop learning, because it could be done by someone else. But if the mitzvah in front of you cannot be done by someone else, yase ha-mitzvah v'yaseh l'talmud, do the mitzvah and go back to learning. That's what we just important. I just give you an example. If there's a nichum avelim, can someone else do it? The answer is no, because the type of nechama that you will bring that person, no one else could. You have to know how to apply this. Sometimes dafke, because that person is a Talmud Chacham, they're going to bring to whatever is needed a greater echos. That's also to stop learning to do the mitzvah. But once that's done, go back to learn. Halacha hey. Vaitin about the importance of learning. That chilas dinoi shel adam einoi nidan ela la Talmud. The first question that we will be asked or judged for in the next phase, right, after the passing, is regarding our dedication to learning Torah. And only afterwards, al sh'ar myself. And therefore, l'fikach hamra chachamim lo'oilam yasik adam batoira. It's that important. And you have to be motivated. So ideally, bein l'shma, even if you're not yet motivated, even shaloy l'shma. Then the Rambam adds, it would have been enough l'chayda by saying that since tchilei dina shel adam, it's not a siba, guys. We're not doing things for olam haba. It's a simen. The fact that the first thing we're going to be asked is Kovati Itam Latoidom, that's an ayah, that it's the most important thing. So therefore, learn. Ayah Chaloy Lishma, doesn't matter, learn. The Rambam is not happy with that, because the type of learning that God really wants from us is a learning Lishma. So therefore, the Rambam wants to add a detail, and we're going to teach it the way we teach it in Chassidus. Not that if you learn today Shiloy Lishma, eventually tomorrow you'll learn Lishma. It's much, much more than that. That the toich of the Shiloy Lishma, in the toich you already have the Lishma. Because we have many layers. We have the animal soul, we have the godly soul. So even if my animal soul is only on board Shiloy Lishma, it's advantageous to learn nonetheless, because inside of me there is a godly soul. And I'm always on some level going to be learning it Lishma. Halacha vav. Mishan asoy libe lekai mitzvah zu karoi. Number one, mitzvah, guys, again, Pedek Rishon, Kviyas Itam LaTorah. But this chapter is adding, not just to fulfill it, but the Liyos Muchter Bekeser Torah, that's the emphasis of this chapter, to be connected to the crown of Torah, the Keser Torah, Yiden Lo Yasiach Datli L'Dvarim Achim. Person may never divert one's attention to anything other than learning. The Liyosim Alivoy, a person should not have as his goal that both, that I'm going to be kind of Torah and wealth and kavod. Doesn't work that way. My dedication has to be that I'm ready to give up, if need be, everything for the sake of kachi darko shel Torah, pas bamelach toicha, eat bread only with salt, umayim b'mesura tishta, even water only in a measure, v'alo aretz tishan, v'chayet zar tichya, o batoira ato omel. My malamed used to read it, the kasha, that if you want to learn Torah, pas bamelach toichel, if you're only going to eat this, if God is only going to give you that, and you're going to sleep on the ground, v'chay, is batoira, the Oibishah can expect for you to learn, the Oibishah is going to give you brachas. But from our perspective, there's one pursuit, not two pursuits. V'loy olecha hadover ligbar. And to understand that the goal of learning, what are we pursuing? It's not a goal that I'm going to finish. Don't look at it that way, because there is no end. Doesn't matter. So many people that they dive into a goal that has no end, they give up. No, it's the goal is not to end it. It's not for you to finish it. That's the goal. More. Not to finish. Learn more. And v'hasachar l'fiatzad. Again, we're not learning for schar, but the schar is a simen. In other words, sometimes you have to sacrifice. And that's the goal here, that we have to be willing to sacrifice, but it's for a purpose. There's schar from the sacrifice. Halach is that. Shema toimar, at she'ek boitz momen, echse ve'ekro. You know what? I'm going to learn. But I'm going to first pursue something else. And then I'll get into the zone. If a person is going to allow this idea to go into one's heart, again, look at the emphasis. We're speaking about Keser Torah. Such a Yid will learn a lot of Torah, but the Keser Torah, he's not going to get. And your Malacha should be on the level of Arai. And Veloy Toimer, right? Pirkei Yavis. L'chse Efne Eshne. You might never have free time. Halachiches. Kosov Batoyra says in Parshas Netzavim, Loi Bashamayim Hi. Says in Parshas Netzavim that Torah is not in the heavens and the Torah is not on the other side of the sea. What does that mean in this context? Says that Rambam, Loi Bashamayim Hi means it's not going to be found amongst the arrogant. Loi Begasi Yaruachi Metsuya. When it says, Loi Bemahalchi Me'ever Layami, it means Kepshuta. So it's interesting. But the Rambam is making up half the Russian. In other words, people that travel across the sea, that would be the holoch yelach of a businessman. You want to be matzliach, you have to be willing to travel. So the Torah is writing about a midah, won't be found amongst the arrogant, and it won't be found amongst the people that make the work their priority. Lefikach amru chachamim, loy kol amar bebezchoy damachkim, evetzivu chachamim, havem emayit be'esek, ba'asoyik ba'toyro, halachetes, divrei toyro nimshalu kamay. Torah is compared to water. As it says in Yeshaya, hoy, behold, kol tzamei, v'cholamayit. Loi malach, to tell you that ma mayim einom miskansen b'mokim midroin. If you have an incline, water never collects in an incline. It rolls off. Ela nizcholim me'olav, rolls off it, and miskansen only b'mokim eshboidon. Eshboidon means a low place, a flat, low place. Kach divrei Torah. This is to continue about being humble. Einam nimtzoyim. It won't be found begasei haruach. In other words, what's the main segula to remember your learning? Well, first of all, learn and review. People who don't review, no segulas will help. But learning and reviewing, why do some people retain? Because they're humble. More humble, more Torah. Not when it comes to any other chachma, lahavdol. There, some people have better memories. And remember, I have chavedim that don't have great memories. They remember Torah. So, something about Torah. And that has to do with humility. It's not going to be found begasi ruach v'leib v'leiv kol gval leiv. Ela bedako shval ruach. Shahamis abeg ba'afar ragli chachamim. A person who sits in the dust of the feet of the chachamim. That means that they have bittul towards tzaddikim, which is the way we better our bittul towards God. You have to be bottle. Umeser ha-taivus v'tanug yazman b'libay. And the person removes the desires and the pleasures of times from their hearts. And v'oisem alocha b'chol yoyim ma'at kedei chayav. As we again had in Peter Kedishin, that Amam gave a great numbers, right? That from your day, it's 9 hours to learn and 3 hours to work. That's it. Im lo yehoyu lo mayoychal. You can only work a little bit if you don't have anything but to eat. Read the Lubavitcher Rebbe's memoirs. You'll see that Alter Rebbe's father, Rav Baruch, that's the way to do it. Okay, halacha yud. Another thing, I'll be the chassid, is that when we speak about mayim, that when water by nature goes from a higher place to a lower place, what comes to the lower place? The same waters. In other words, everything in Olam Hazeh, everything is godliness. But as we learn in chassidus, the level of godliness from the higher world is not the same level over here. Here it's more concealed. Torah remains godly. It means even when it worked its way all the way into this world, this is the same Torah. But on the other hand, if a person learning all the above will come to a conclusion, you know what? I'm only going to be occupied in Torah and I'm not going to involve with any work. How will I live? Then says Rambam, Hareze Chilul as Hashem. Ubizu as HaTorah. He's ashaming the Torah of a keeper Mo'ir Adas. Oh my God. He's putting out the Jewish religion. Chevra, I want you to know that the Kesef Mishnah, we spoke this out when we learned Shabbos, his whole purpose here is to explain the Rambam and to defend the Rambam from the very few times it is here. Kesef Mishnah is the Mechaber, right? He argues strongly with the Rambam. That's the whole question. And he explains that all of these chazals are telling you that when a person learns Torah, they should not do it to make a living off. But if they reach a place in life where this is the way they're going to make a living from, then he writes, it's okay. And the Rambam, just like the Rambam, strongly holds that you may never pay a teacher. And a person may never take, you can pay a teacher if you don't find another one. You can't take money to teach Torah Shabbat Path. Again, the others argue with him. We pass him like the Kesef Mishnah, just another. But the Rambam is very, very rigid about this. Amru chachamim kol anahenem edivrei Torah. If you have any hana, is according to the Rambam, no one can get paid for teaching Torah. Now, this doesn't pose a challenge only for pulpit rabbis because they get paid for other services, but this is for teachers. In other words, the Rambam was living in a system where teachers, pashut, didn't get paid.
They would spend all day teaching.
And they would spend all day, and every people, you cannot get paid for the Torah knowledge. The Oit Sivabu Amru, Al Tasa Torah Gadol Bahem. He said yesterday that many Moizdis follow the Rambam, not the teachers, the administrators. They don't pay the teachers. They say they quote the Rambam, which is a terrible thing. Al Tasa Torah Gadol Bahem. Don't learn it. Don't ever get honor from it. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it means don't learn it as a means of a profession. The person saying, you know what? I know I'm a good teacher. Let me learn Torah. This will be my career. That is what the Kesef Mishnah says, these chazals. The Rambam takes it much further. Don't make it as a tool for livelihood. Now, b'chol toyde she'enim emelacha, says Rambam, soifa b'teila v'goyredes oven. Soif adam zeh she'yeh melastem esavim. At the end, he's going to steal from others. What did Rambam do in his life? The Rambam was a doctor. That's how he made his parnas. Halacha yudalof. It's a tremendous advantage for a person to make his livelihood from manual work. Take it literally. going back to the Alter Rebbe's spot. And that's the meaning of the pasuk, that from the labor of your hands, if you eat, then ashrecha b'toiv lach. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh b'toiv lach lo'olam haba, which is kulay toiv. Halacha yud beis, ein divrei toidim eskaimin, b'misha merapa atzmai aleim. If a person is not applying himself properly, if he's shvach, he's doing it, but not with his whole life, it's not going to be miskaim. It's not gonna be permanently acquired. Nor amongst people who study with also having too much connection to the pleasure of this world. You have to kill yourself for it. And your body is in sar, right? The people that they don't sleep, they're busy learning. That's how it's miskayim. Amru chachamim derech remes, where it says zois hatoira adum kiyamus ba'oil. So what do Chazal interpret? Not just dinam of tuman tara tuma soil. Ein hatoira miskayemes zois toira yamus ba'oil. El b'misha meimus atzmai be'ale chachamim. Some teachers help the students be mekayim. They beat them up. Oh, now you're being meimus, but that's not what the Rambam means. B'chein amashlema b'chachmasai that he's rapisa b'yom tzara sar koichachom. If you're in faint. Right, if you're shvach, when you're feeling that there's a challenge and you have to give up this world, you have to give up some pleasure. If you're not going to give that up, then you're going to then your strength in the Torah will become small. Af chachmasi amdali. Now af means beremes. That the anger. Oh, the Rambam began in the last chapter that teachers used to beat the students. There was some gevura applied. That it was the gevura that was used as a prerequisite. In my Torah learning, that is why I remember my Torah. Chachma shulamadati ba'af, right? By the anger displayed by the teachers. Well, he on the lead. That is why the Torah remained with me. Omru chachamim b'ris krusa. That shekol hayogeya b'teirasi b'beis haknesses. And I want to thank all the people on Zoom that are showing up, because b'beis haknesses means for people to see each other. That even though a person can do all of the above in private, but there's nothing like learning in a group. Whoever has this igia in a group, loy b'mehedo hu mishakeach, won't forget it that quickly. And v'chol hayogeh b'talmud b'tzina, so you learn in private, you'll take become a chacham. But you're not going to retain it as much as, sh'nemar v'es tzinuyim chachma. Or maybe there's some unique type of chachma that is connected to the Torah you learn in private, but there is a bracha of memory by Torah that's learned with chevra amongst each other. V'chol hamashmiya koyle b'shas talmudim. Another effort that we should learn loud. Whoever has their voices heard while they're learning, Talmudim is kaim yodim, they're going to remember it better. It's going to stay with them. We're not speaking about reading with your eyes. That's not called learning Torah. Torah is v'dibartobam. But people can learn, but they can whisper. That's not good. The mehedo shechech will forget it quickly. And final halacha yud gimel, af al pisha mitzvah lilmoid bayoyim ubalayla. And that's even the basic Bahagisa Yoyma Malaylo that's not even connected to the Spade, not even Kesar Torah. Nevertheless, Ein Adam Lame, the Roiv Chachmasi Ela Malaylo. The Roiv of Yechachma, you learn. I just want to take a shout out for all the people that are mourning people. The Rambam is not telling you that if your body is shutting down, like people that I know, you know, after whatever. No, it means go to sleep early and wake up at 3 in the morning. Wake up 4 in the morning. That's also at night. Either learn in the beginning of the night or learn at the end of the night. And if you're good, learn the whole night. But there's something special about learning at night. I know, Baruch Hashem, that not on a Sunday, but during the weekdays, the beauty of this class is it's learned by night and by day.
Especially in the winter.
Gavaldik, you get some light on over here. Lefikach, Misha, Rotz, Liskois. Here again, Bekeser HaToyram, Yizor, B'chol, Leiloysam, B'lei Abad, Afilo Echad Mehem. Don't lose one night by spending it for sleeping or for eating or for drinking or for shmoozing, B'chayir Tzavahem. Ela, B'talma Toyram, B'divrei Chachmah, and Omru Chachamim. Ein rina shal Torah. There's a certain level of Torah called rina that you only have at night, as it says, "Kumi roini balayla." Chaloisik b'Torah balayla. If a person does that at night, then chut shal chesed. There's a certain strand of godly chesed that will be nimshach olav during the day. Shereman, as it says, and look how the Rambam flips. I mean, Chazal, they flip the pasuk. The pasuk is read, "Yoimam yitzava Hashem chazdoi." That during the day, Hashem is going to give you His chesed. Right? So first it speaks about like Isarusa de la Elo, God is going to do it. What we're doing over here is we're doing the opposite. that you know to whom will God send the chasdoi? For the people that the night prior they were shira imi tfila. But as the Rambam already explained, that the shira, the singing, the rina refers to the learning of Torah. If you have a house from where you don't hear the sounds of Torah learning at night, Eish oy chaltoi, Gavat will be consumed by fire. Shenemar, as it says, Kol choshech, this is referring to nights, Tamun letzfunav, Teochleo Eish, Loi nupach, Oy Gavat. Kidvar Hashem Baza, when it says in Parsha Shalach, that there are those who scorn the words of God, that is not referring to a person that doesn't learn at night. So it's learning at night is a special segula here. And there's a certain chesed that you're going to get. And there's a certain ruchniistic consequence that eshay chalte. Scorning God is referring to a person that doesn't pay attention to Torah at all. There are different levels. That's much worse. The chayim koil she'efshalei la'asik ba'toyre ve'eino oisik. Oishakara. And v'shana. That means he learned the Tanakh. Shana means either he reviewed it or it means he learned Torah Shabbat, learned Mishnayos. Yet, upedesh lahavli oilam. He niyach talmudai uzenachai. He ignored the Torah that he learned. That is included in Boize Devar Hashem. Omru chachonim. That kolam avatlis ha-Torah ma'oishir, soifel le-batla ma'oini. And in the reverse, v'chol ha-makaimis ha-Torah ma'oini, soifel le-kaimim ma'oishir. And the inyan zem afurushu ba-Torah. Parshas Kisavi, Hare Yoimer, Tachas Ashelo Yabadato as Hashem Lekecha, Besimcha, Uvetuv Leglav, Miroiv Koil. What's going to happen? Vavadato Esevecha. You had good. But if you didn't then bring it and serve God Besimcha, then Vavadato Esevecha means you're going to lose the good. But what happens in the positive and the reverse? And we're going back to Parshas Ekev, Lamana Noischa, that if a person is undergoing an Inuit, and yet they are dedicated to learning Torah, then at the end they will prosper. Today's final chapter, Perek Rivi. Perek Rivi is Gavaldik. It's about teachers picking their students, students choosing their teachers, and many laws regarding the relationship between teacher-student and student-teacher. We have over here 9 halachas, beginning with halacha Aleph. It says, Rambam ein melamdim Torah elo l'talmud hogum. Can only teach Torah to a proper student. Hogan means no abemaisef. His conduct is okay. Or latam. Latam means you don't know how his conduct is. Then you can presume that his conduct is okay. But if you know that someone is going in the wrong path, then the goal of the teacher is not to teach him Torah, is to get him on the right path. Make sure that he follows the derech yishara, and then you have to examine what he's doing. You have to make sure that you're succeeding, and only afterwards. Don't confuse this with the Gemara Brachas Chav Zayin Chav Ches, right? Their big revolt against Rabban Gamliel and how they put in his place Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That was different. There, Rabban Gamliel wasn't excluding people that we knew are not behaving properly. There, if you weren't on the level of Toichoi Kabaroi, he didn't let you in. That is something that we don't accept. We follow the path of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he opened up the doors of the Beis HaMedrash, right? So the whole Beis HaMedrash got filled up. Nice. But even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you know that someone is not behaving properly, then your job is to get them on the right path. That call Hashoina Latalmud she'eino hagum. You know the guy is not good. Then ki'ilu zarak evan lemarkulis. It's as if you're serving avodah zarah. Shenemar, as it says a pasuk in Mishlei, kizroik evan bimargema. Just like a person who winds a stone in those slings. We said the marcolis was the avodah zarah. Maybe the zayda of bowling. They put a stone here and a stone there, and they put up some big stone on top. And the service was to knock it down. They would knock it down with a sling. They would throw stones on it. That's no, it came nice and sealed covet. And the covet that we are talking about, the fool means someone who's behaving very bad. And the covet means giving him Torah. Ain't covet Allah Torah Shinem, but quite chacham and chol. So that's number one. Number two, Echeno Rav, the same thing in reverse. She'eno ha'ilach b'derech toiva. We know he's not behaving properly. Right, the whole story with Rav Meir and Acher. That's the question over here. Do you learn Torah from such a person? And v'chol ha'am tzirichem loy. He has knowledge that no one else has. Ein mislamdim bimenu. You as a Talmud don't learn from him. Atshuva ilamutav. Shenemar, as it says, see, Torah is not information. Torah is not chachma. Torah is godliness. That's the yisoid. If you don't have that, you have nothing. As it says, ki sifsei koyin yishmuru das v'toyde yivachu mipiyu. You know why you should seek to learn Torah from the koyin? Because ki malach Hashem tzivakesu. Because he's a malach of God. In other words, the Chazal say, we just learned this in White Cotton, imor avdoel malach Hashem tzivakes. If the teacher is like a malach, then toyde yivachu mipiyu. I remember the Rebbe saying this during Fabrengen and asking, how can you tell a Talmud? Only to learn Torah if the teacher is Kamal Hashem Tzavakais. The Talmud will say, the Rebbe smile, I never saw a Malach. I don't know what the Malach looks like. So how would I know if my teacher is like a Malach? And everyone else was smiling because we looked at the Rebbe and we knew we were looking at a Malach. Like we knew that that's what Chazal was, that's from that we learned Torah. How was Torah taught? Again, this is about the technical way that Harav Yoshev Reish, the Rav is sitting at the head, the Hatalmidim, this will be the key, Mukafim Lefanav Katara. We want to maximize, to give the greatest ability for everyone to see the face of the Rav. Now we know, we have this in the Gemara, different Amiroim, that they sat behind their teacher. That's because there was no room. Like in 770, there was no room. So the same there was, we would put the elder Hasidim behind the Rebbe. It used to be to look and to see what we should try to become. When the Rebbe told Rav Mendel Futterfass to sit behind him, so Rav Mendel told the Rebbe that it used to be that the elder Hasidim would be behind the Rebbe, so the Hasidim should see the Rebbe and see what they could become like the Hasidim. He says, by me, they'll see what they should not become. Yeah, he told that to the Rebbe. But that was Rav Mendel. We should be like him. But anyways, the point is that we want to, everyone should be able to see the teacher. No, it's because you learn from hearing, but you learn also from seeing, to see his face. We're showing them the body. So first of all, everyone should be around. Number two, like he said, they should be on the same level. Not that the Rav should be sitting on a chair and everyone else sitting on the ground. Or either everyone sits on the ground, the way people sat, you know, in the times of Talmud Babli over there, they said everyone was on rugs. Or once you became more European and you begin sitting on chair, everyone should sit on a chair. Now, the truth is, says the Rambam, that we know that Borishoino, Hoyorab, Yoshev, and Talmidim used to stand. So then they were not on the same level. Those of us who had the source to be by the Rebbe's Fabregans, Yesh v'yesh. Some people had a chair. Many of us stood. Ideally, a Talmud should stand. All of that is because by Matan Torah, we stood. But where's that Mishameis Rabban Gamliel Hazaken? Guys, many of us are learning Soita, right? Mishameis Rabban Gamliel, Batul Kveida Torah. That's what the Mishnah means. That from this time, people were unable to stand and to be as well focused as when they're sitting. Pasha, the human body got weaker. So they said, in order to learn better, sit down. Nohagu Hakur Lalam of the Talmidim, even while the Talmidim are sitting down. Well, that until now, not Al Pidin. But beyond the din is to stand when the Torah is being read. There's still the idea that when the Torah is being said, there should be an inyan of Amida. Even that, if not, unless you are in a halachically different room, which is why many shuls, they put the bima either on a platform that's 10 tefachim taller. Okay, halachim. Now, a teacher has two ways of teaching. One way is to teach directly, which is common practice today. And to know that the word Amoira, the era of the Amoira, and Amoira means a maturgamon. The way Torah was taught, for maybe thousands of years, is that there was a teacher, and you had a maturgamon. A translator had two functions. Sometimes the teacher spoke Balashan HaKadosh, and the goal of the maturgamon was to translate it in the language everyone understands. Like here, someone teaches in English, but it's not a good English, so there's a maturgamon. Rabbi Danny, to make, because you have to say the words correct. But then there was another purpose, that you had a lot of Talmidim, and the Rav, his voice did not project as far as. So the main function of the Maturgaman is not just to translate, is that he was like the microphone. They got a person with a beaming voice. So any way you want, either teach directly. So the rule is, so even though we mentioned before that what? That you should face the Rav, you know what? If I am learning through the translator or through the human microphone, I should look at the human microphone. So it doesn't bother me that the Meturgeman is standing in between the Rav and the people. That's the way it means. It means look at the face of the person who's teaching you. And the system is that Rav would speak to the Metargim, and the Metargim should be Mashmi al-Halatamidim. Now, the Metargim, and if they ask a question, again, it was voiced through this Metargim, through this interpreter. Who Shayol Rav? They would ask him, learn from one person. You ask the Metargim. The Metargim would ask the Rav. The Rav would answer to the Metargim, and the Metargim, Meshim L'Shayol. There's an upside of that, and that is that it gives the Rav another moment to think of the answer. Now, when that is happening, when they are talking to each other, guys, when the Rav Shuki and the Metargim are talking to each other, they should speak on the same level. In other words, his projection should only be when he's speaking to the people, but he shouldn't shry. Oh. Now, if you have such a metargim, I like the way in English you're saying a spokesman, because it's not against, not, it was not, the Rambam is not speaking about only the need of interpreting. Even if it's not to interpret, you have to make sure the metargim is not the one giving the words of Torah. He cannot add, he cannot change. Many times the metargim will think, I know better. No one came to learn from the metargim. People chose their doubt. So he should say word by word. There's only one thing that the Metargim deviates. And that is that when the teacher is quoting his father, or when the teacher is quoting the teacher's Rebbe, because of the halachas of Kibud, we're going to see at the end, all the way Hilchas Mamrim, that a person should never quote say his father's name or never say his Rebbe's name. The Metargim doesn't have that relationship. The Metargim should not verbatim say those words. The Metargim then will say the name of the actual person who's the author of that teaching. Elim Kain Hoya Hameturgaman Aviv Shal Chachmai Rabo. In other words, when the Rav speaks to the Meturgaman and he's quoting his father, what does he say? He says, Kach Amar Rebbe, my Rebbe taught me. Or Kach Amar, he doesn't say his father's name, he says, Avi Moiri. But Kisho Oimer Hameturgaman Hadvarim Lo'am, then he should not say Avi Moiri, he should say the name of the Chacham. Umaskish Shmoi Shal Avi HaRav. And he should say, Kach Amar Rabban Aplani. He's saying he's giving him a title of honor prior to mentioning his name, but he should mention his name. Even though the Chacham did not mention the name of his teacher. But that's only because you can just appreciate how much a Metargeman cannot deviate. I just want to push a practical application. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe the Shved. Because the Fideke Rebbe was the Rebbe, his Shved. A Chassid doesn't say the Rebbe the Shved. The Rebbe said that.
The
Fidik Rebbe. Okay, good. Halacha dal. Harav shelimei v'lo hivinu hatalmida. When a teacher is teaching and the students don't understand, so there's a special halacha. Lo yichayis aleihem v'yirgas. And that again in context for what we learned in Peirik Krishan. You have to learn Peirik Krishan because we are following the permissive. The Rav is allowed to inspire fear in the student, and to a certain degree, he's allowed to get angry, but not stump. If the student tried, he's not allowed to get angry. Guys, do you remember? I think it was an Eruvin, right? Rav Pereda. Who was that? I think it was Rav Pereda that he used to teach. There was a student that needed to hear something 400 times. That was the story. And one time, the Rav came in and he says, "I'm under time pressure." But he still taught it 400 times. But since the Talmud was thinking that I was going to leave any minute, he didn't chop it. He repeated it another 400 times. The im cross all of Rabbi Viragas, Yomelin, and the student should tell that the Rebbe, Rebbe, Torah, Velimodan Itzarech, without Itzarech. I'm doing my best. I don't chop it. Please repeat it. And halacha, hey, lo yia hatalmid bush mechaveirov shalom lumipam arishayna. You're sitting in a group. Some people might be quicker than you. Don't feel intimidated. Don't be ashamed by them. Right, your fellow hopped it the first time or the second time. This person, even after many times, it takes him many more times. Don't be ashamed. If a person is going to feel uncomfortable, then it's going to come at the end. You're going to be coming and going to the Beis HaMedrash, and you won't learn a thing. You don't understand, ask. And that's why, and obviously, Chomer Hashanim, Ein Abayshim Lameid, but also Veloy HaKapton Melameid. That's why the Rambam, okay, I mean, it's two halachas, Dalad and A. Don't be angry and don't be ashamed. That what? That the teacher should not get angry. Something was very deep. Or because it wasn't that deep, but this Talmud's mind is not yet that developed. But if the Rav realizes that, you know why the student didn't hop? Because they distracted themselves. They were not fully applying themselves. They're lax about learning. And that's why they didn't hop it. Now, we learned in Hilchos Deis that ideally, inside you should not be angry. You should only show anger. I want you to know that when it comes to a Rav and a Talmud, many times the Talmud will know that. And if the Talmud doesn't see anger, then he won't be inspired to pay better attention. No, it's here is an exception that if there is a need, because the Talmud will realize that it's just a show, chayiv lirgoz aleim. And you know what? Ula hachlimam bedvarim. We learned about, right, at the end of Hilchos Deis, about never shaming a person in public. Shame them. Kedei lechadadon. Uki ingen ze omro chachamim. Cast fear into the students. Ah, we all know some teachers that were very mahadar in this. But since there was a certain element, now guys, I just another thing, that not that the learning itself won't be connected to fear, but this is like a prerequisite to get into the right zone. So if the, therefore the Rav cannot be buddy-buddy with the Talmidim, meaning not even to eat and drink with them. In order for him to behave on a removed gives a feeling of respect. Closeness gives a feeling of love. And there is an element of yira needed as a precondition to properly learning from a teacher. The best mashal, again, we're lucky, my Rebbe. The Rebbe was Avos Yisroel, mamish. Still, when you stand in front of the Rebbe, there was yira. Halacha vav. Ein shayale mesorav kishi yikonis lamedrish ashet v'syashev datay olav. When a teacher enters the Beis HaMedrash, first allow for the Rav to sit down. Because only when a person is sitting, as we learned before, do you have a greater amount of Yishuv Hadas, especially Misha Meis Rav HaGamliel. Oh dear, b'meila, the ein ha'tamot shoel kishi yikonis ashet v'syashev yanua. Also, another rule, don't have two Talmidim asking at the same time. The ein sha'ala mesarav me'ingen acher. In order not to ashamed the teacher, right? That's the story of Achedim, right? That was they were trying, they were going to get him ashamed in the end of Hoydis. Now, however, so the Yesh Lorav Lahatlis Talmidim B'Sheiloisim. The teacher, this is something that he does on purpose, can try to lead the students off the right path through his questions or through certain things that he does in front of them. That's one of a teacher sometimes will purposefully make a misquote to see if the students will correct it. Be like, you should do that or do certain things that if they shouldn't be paying attention and it should bother them. How can you do that? That's the about an Erevin, just to know that people in the beginning of the times of the Rambam, the Rabbanim and Ashkenaz were very suspicious of him. So there's a famous story where they sent three Rishonim to go check him out. And the Rambam on purpose did three things that appeared to be the end of the world. He gave the impression that he was doing things that are blatant violations of the Torah. That's connected to what he's saying over here. He wanted them to ask him, and then he showed them the few exceptions of what he did. All right, the aim, if I remember correctly, that he called, he had a helper called Peter. And he called Peter to bring the wine. Peter is a non-Jewish name. And there's one, and he showed them one place where you have Petrus. You know, and they forgot that even there was a Yid had that name somewhere in the prior generations. Yeah. The Ein Tzorach Leimer, she yesh lo l'rishus, that the teacher has the permission to ask the students be'igyan acher. She ein ois kamboy. The teacher can quiz them about something that's not the topic that we're learning about. And that's why he won't shame them. He's going to inspire them to learn more. But if a student is going to ask the teacher from a different topic, you might shame the teacher. Halacha zayin. Ein shay alin mu'umet. No, it's since we just said a person is more composed when they are sitting, so therefore even the one asking the question should ask it when they're more composed. It's not a chaplap. You're asking a question, so ask it properly. Ein meshivin mu'umet. The teacher should also not respond when the teacher is standing. Another thing, the teacher, like we learned before, that they should be sitting on the same level, even in the questions and answers. It should not be that one is that the teacher is higher than the student physically. It should not be that they're far away. But guys, of course, there are exceptions. Like if the teacher is teaching to many students, the teacher is going to be sitting on a platform. That's 100% okay. That's pushing to help the voice project. Do ask a question face to face. At least the people on Zoom, when you ask a question, appear. Now, people ask, isn't this superfluous? You just said in the previous halacha, you can't ask from another topic. So they explain, in the previous halacha, we were learning about, if you're learning Hilcha Shabbos, don't ask from a Sechtes Erev. Now we're learning more. You're learning Hilcha Shabbos, Islam Tes Malachas. You're learning about, I don't know, you're carrying. Don't ask from Boydet. The Enshe Alam Ela Meyira. Well, you have to have an attitude of war. A student should not ask more than three. There's two reasons why you should not ask more than three halachas. Number one, because it's going to be hard for the student to retain more than three. Number two is because other people want to ask questions. So be a mensch. Don't eat up all of the time, which is always the way it works. And after a class, people want to ask questions, allow for others to ask as well. Halacha eight. If two people ask a question, but shol echad ke'inyan, one is considered to the point, however that's defined, and the other is not on the point. So the teacher should dafka choose niskakin la'inyan. Maisa v'she'ena maisa, one is relevant to practice, one is just theoretical, the one that should be responded to first, niskakin la'maisa. If it's halacha and medrash means the way, gemara, how did we come to that halacha? Halacha is more important. Medrash va'agada, already agadata, then the medrash is more important. Now, or maybe perhaps you leave agadata to the end, because people love agadata. So when people are interested in that which they're not always interested in, that's the time to teach them. Maybe agadata people are always interested in. You can leave it for later. Similarly, agadah and kalvo chaymer, discarding the kalvo chaymer. Kalvo chaymer, ugzeh shava. Answer the kalvo chaymer. And that's because, same concept, that ein adam don gzeh shava only if you heard it from his teacher. Everyone wants to know gzeh shavas. Because you know, if you're not going to hear the Gzeira Shava, you can't make it up on your own. So because of the people's understanding that they need to hear all the Gzeira Shavas, you can leave that for later. Always leave. That's the way a good teachers teach. They that which is more challenging to teach, teach first. Teach when the right opportunity comes. Other areas which everyone always has interest, you can teach later. If two students are asking, but one of them is a Chacham, one is a Talmud. So in respect to the students, answer the Chacham first. Talmud v'Amaretz, niskakim l'Talmud. Shneim Chachamim, Shneim Talmidim, Shneim Amaretz, or Sha'alu Shneim in two halachas, or in two tshuvas. Tshuvas means refutations, right? The Chazal, you learn Gemara. Shtei shtuvas b'dovet. Or in two questions, or regarding two halachas l'maisis. Chodoshus b'yad. Now look at this. We're not speaking about the teacher now. It's the Targum in Mandachar Shmei. But the Rambam is adding this in also. Is biyad hametargem meot. No, it's the metargem, as we mentioned before, when you are teaching through a metargem, yeah, the metargem is saying verbatim, but you're talking to the metargem. The metargem is going to be the one determining which one he'll ask to the teacher. Another achrayis for the metargem. And the final halacha test says, Rambam ein yeshenim bebeis hamedrash. One may not sleep in the house of study. V'chol hamisnam nein bebeis hamedrash. Even if you only doze off, Chachmasoi nasis kiroyim kiroyim. Kiroyim kiroyim means that some of it you'll remember, some of it you'll forget. So it won't be one continuum. You'll forget your learning. V'chein omer shloim v'chachmasoi u'kiroyim talbish numam. That drowsiness will clothe a man in rags. The clothing is the Torah here. And if you don't, if people who doze off will lose some of it. Another din. The ein masichim v'beis hamedrash. You may not have any type of shmoozing going on in the beis hamedrash. To the point that I feel if someone sneezes and we say, Refuah, Asvasa zum Gesund, not on the base medrash. Ein Oilele Fula base medrash. Ve'ein Sorach Loimer, Ashar Devarim. And the Rambam Paskins that Kedushas base medrash Chamura mi Kedushas Batik Nisiyas. Just going back, that memory, Torah is not wisdom, Torah is godliness. So people who are more in touch with the Kedusha of the Torah will remember the Torah more. Speaking in a base medrash is indication of the person's not connected to the Kedusha. So they're not going to remember the Torah. And in the reverse, the reverence that we give to the location allows us to retain our Torah even better, chevra, to be continued. Yeah. Well, yeah. I just want to say Yaakov is on the line. So we were learning, you can shut it off. We were learning a Kolam Alam de Bitoy Torah, even though we'll speak it out when we record this next year. That Rambam was gavaldik. That Rambam did what no one did before him. That Rambam says that whoever teaches their daughters Torah is ki'ilon lam de tiflus. Yeah. Tiflus means you're teaching them parables. So this is the word that Rambam, in the same halacha, Yaakov, writes that women who choose to learn Torah get schar. Then he goes into a technicality. They're not going to get the same level. That's because there's a rule that mitzvah, right? If you're commanded to do it, you get more schar. That Rambam is saying is that when you're not obligated to do something, you'll succeed at it if you're self-motivated. The Rambam is speaking about don't teach your daughter. Because if they don't want to learn, you're forcing it on them. And what did we learn today? They used to put a kid in school when he was 5 or 6 years old, and he learned for 14 hours a day, and the teacher would beat him, not with big sticks, with little sticks. Don't do that to your daughter. Because if she's not obligated to do it, you're forcing it on her. When people do something by force, they do the minimum possible.
But not the force.
And the minimum, minimum possible, not the point, because there's an obligation. The minimum possible means that I'm not going to make an effort to understand more. And when it comes, especially to Torah Shebaal Peh, if you're not going to make an effort to understand more, when you only learned external, you have nothing. You have a parable. Like when you wear a parable, you're a mushel. You have to chap the nimshel. That takes effort. I will not make effort if something was forced upon me. Now, the truth be told, that if we have to figure out even how to teach our children without forcing them. And I think the world is getting more tools of teaching in a way where there isn't such a force, which is great. But if you're doing something against someone's will, never do it if they're not obligated. Gavaldik, that's the meaning of tiflus. Yeah, Yaakov. Your hand is up.
I have to say that the whole approach to learning with women has changed. It's changed in the last 100 years from the way it was in the time of the Rambam.
We have since Nitzchi.
It's Nitzchi, but they changed. That's the fact.
We're not forcing them because they want them. Because they want
today, the same way you put a 6-year-old in cheder, you're putting a 6-year-old girl in
you have to, school. You have to, of course.
Okay, so what's different?
No, the difference is that you're not forcing them. They want to do it.
There isn't a significant difference in the education of the boys and the girls to this level that I'm not describing.